Are you in the market for an electric vehicle? They're getting cheaper. Ford plans to cut the price tag of its popular Mustang Mach-E electric SUV, and that is a rival to Tesla's Model Y, which also cut its sticker price this month. What happened to inflation? We put that question to Robin Farzad, host of the public radio show Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Scott Tong, how are you, sir?
Well, but I'm trying to figure out these numbers. Tesla cut its Model Y by about $13,000 and now starts at about $54,000. Ford's Mach-E is down about $1,000 to $45,000. Who cuts their prices? Who does that?
You do it when there's much that's up for grabs in the year 2023. It's kind of looked at, and you don't want to sound cliche in this, a make or break year for EVs. The Biden administration, for starters, is dangling that $7,500 tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
If you qualify, if you come under a certain price range and it's assembled in the United States, you have worries about an impending recession, cyclicality, maybe some inventories piling up everywhere, the perception that the car market is not as backed up as it used to be. And Tesla feels these other players, especially the big 2.5 in Detroit, nipping at its heels. So it wants to protect market share at a time when it has fatter margins to kind of do this and experiment than Ford and GM, which really still have to protect their legacy gasoline-powered business.
Mm-hmm. So this is largely, think about market share, that is to get the early-ish adopters to buy their vehicle, stick with it, even if it sacrifices a little bit of profits?
Right, because once you're in there, right, $7,500 tax credit, you know, Ford, for example, Wall Street estimates that it has to sell 90,000 more units on a base of 270,000 just to earn the same operating profit with these new lower prices. It's ill-equipped kind of to handle that versus a Tesla, which has a several-year head start on this with battery, with brand power, with charging networks. The others are still newbies to it, and they're decidedly dependent on their gas-powered fleet. But they're saying out there that we want to be able to sell at least 2 million of these a year by the middle of the decade, and that's
wow.
Going to need market share. That's going to need pricing power that they don't have right now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the tax credit in this Inflation Reduction Act, a credit up to $7,500. So that's cash in the pockets of many Americans. When you kind of step back and look at the auto market, could that really turbo boost EV sales, even though technically
yeah.
I think a turbo EV is not actually a thing?
That's true. But if you have a base price under the $55,000 cap to qualify for it, that's big bucks. And then Tesla's sweetening the pot. You know, for example, for existing Tesla owners that might be considering like a Ford Mach-E, they say we'll throw in $3,000 if you come in and trade it in, and we'll give you free charging for however many years. It is a price war right now, and you're trying to lock up that market share because Tesla owners, as we know, they love their vehicles. They're fanboys and fangirls out there. They're less likely to jump to another one. But in this pricing environment, if Ford is out there slashing prices and you get $7,500 from the White House, you might be willing to experiment. So this here is all about getting and protecting market share.
Okay. Robin, real quick, do you have one?
I want one so badly. You know, if you guys want to loan me a vehicle, if any of you EV manufacturers are listening, I mean, I will take on the inconvenience for 3 years. Sure.
Always sacrificing. Robin Farzad, the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks. Be well.
My pleasure. Thank you.